Now, forget those four calling birds. On the fourth day of Christmas, we are giving you the puzzle. Joining me now is Will Shortz. He is, of course, the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Will, good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
So, help refresh our memories, Will. What was last week's challenge?
Yeah, it came from listener Peter Collins of Ann Arbor, Michigan. I said, take the first and last names of a well-known actress. Her first name has two vowels. I said, change them both to new vowels, and the result names part of a common Christmas decoration. What is it? Well, the actress is Halle Berry, and you change those vowels in her first name to Holly, and you get Holly Berry.
More than 800 people figured it out, and our randomly selected winner this week is Erin Frome of Evanston, Illinois, and she joins us on the line now. Congratulations, Erin.
Thank you very much.
So, Erin, did you do this all by yourself, or did you have help?
I did not do it alone. I solved it together with my 11-year-old daughter, Gabrielle.
Could we say hello to Gabrielle?
Oh, she would love that. You would make her day. I'm going to put you on with her just a minute. Hi.
Hello, Gabrielle. So, when did you start working on the puzzle?
My mom has been doing it for like the past 3-4 years. I listen to it whenever I can and go online if I can't listen to it on Sunday and then try to solve it.
And how are you doing? Are you getting better?
Yeah. I went from not being able to know really like what the words meant at all to being able to solve it with my mom.
Well, I like the fact that you are starting early. Could you hand the phone back to your mom?
Sure. Here she is.
So, Erin,
yes.
Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am as ready as I can be.
Okay, Will, let's play.
All right, Erin and Linda, this is a good two-person puzzle. And with this being my last on-air puzzle of the year, I've brought my annual New Names in the News quiz. Here's how it works. I'm going to give you some names that you probably never heard of before 2014, but that were in the news during the last 12 months. You tell me who they are. And these names were compiled with the help of Tim Goodman and Kathy Baker, who were previous contestants on my year-end quizzes. Here's number one, Michael Sam. Who is Michael Sam?
You know, Linda, I think I've got this one,
Go. Actually.
That Michael Sam, if I'm remembering correctly, is the first openly gay athlete to be drafted by the NFL.
You nailed it.
Okay, got the first one out of the way. I can breathe a little easier now.
That's right. Number two, Cliven Bundy.
No
Cliven
idea.
Bundy, that one does not ring a bell. Do we get a hint?
Sure. What if I said Nevada?
Nothing.
Yeah, me neither, I'm afraid. I wish I had something.
All right. Well, he's the anti-government Nevada rancher who wouldn't pay grazing fees on his land, and he started the armed confrontation with law enforcement.
Okay.
Here's your next one. Narendra Modi, M-O-D-I. Narendra Modi. And your hint is India.
Okay. So, did it have to do with a government position there?
Yes. He is the new what?
The new, I would guess, prime minister?
You got it right.
Okay.
He's a Hindu nationalist who was elected prime minister of India in May. Here's your next one, Monet Davis.
Oh,
and the first
yes.
name is,
Monet
you
Davis,
don't even...
having an 11-year-old daughter helps with that one. So she is the girl who pitched a shutout in the Little League World Series game.
You nailed that.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Thanks to Gabrielle.
Nice. Amal Alamuddin.
Okay, that
first...
one I know.
Oh, yes.
She is the new wife of George Clooney.
Nice. And your last one, it's not a person. 67P, the letter P, also known as Churyumov Gerasimenko. And your hint is, it's not a person, and your second hint is, it's not on the Earth.
Was it possibly the satellite that landed on the comet?
You basically have it. It's the comet that the...
On which the satellite landed.
Exactly.
Okay, so it was close.
Nice job.
Congratulations to Erin for being so well informed.
Thanks.
For playing our puzzle, you will get the Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. So could you tell us, Erin, your public radio station?
Sure. I listen to WBEZ in Chicago.
Erin Vohm of Evanston, Illinois, thank you very much for playing the puzzle this week.
Oh, thanks to the both of you. What a great way to end the year and have a happy and healthy 2015.
Thank you very much,
thank
and you as well.
Thanks.
So, Will, what do you have to puzzle us with next week?
Yeah, it's a tough one. Take the following five-word sentence. Those barbarians ambush heavier fiancés. And fiancés has eight letters with two E's. These five words have something very unusual in common. What is it? And here's a hint. Look at the letters in the words, and you don't need to scramble. So again, the sentence is, those barbarians ambush heavier fiancés. What very unusual property do these five words have in common?
Just one entry per person, please. And our deadline for entries is Thursday, January 1st at 3 p.m. Eastern. Please include a telephone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you are the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times, Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Will, thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda.